I started listening to AFR 10 years ago when I gave my life to Christ. And I learned about y'all through an electrician that was doing work in my house. Y'all have been such a blessing. I'm just so thankful for what y'all do. And, you know, keep encouraging us and teaching us how to vote. Praise the Lord.
It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. This is day two of Share-a-thon 2024. It's dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman. And we appreciate the vision that God gave him so long ago for this radio network and American Family Association to impact lives all over the nation for Jesus Christ. It's just amazing. And so God is faithful, as the scripture says, 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, by whom you are called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And when the Lord returns at the Battle of Armageddon, Revelation 19, He is called faithful and true. Well, Bert, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. It's good to hear your voice this morning, brother.
Yeah, we had a little trouble yesterday. We figured it was just the weather. We're getting pounded with rain day two. Started at Share-a-thon day one with rain in Texarkana. And so we're looking forward to that hopefully going away by later today.
Yes, there are a few folks out there building an ark here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and they're parking their boats in the parking lot, you know. But seriously, we've had close to 6 to 7 inches here in our area in the last, you know, 24 plus hours. So it is raining. But guess what else is raining? The Lord Jesus Christ, a different kind of rain, but He is raining, R-E-I-G-N. Amen. He is on the throne, isn't He?
Amen. I was thinking as I was driving in today, Bert, in Psalm 29, it says, the Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. So no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how things seem to perhaps be falling apart, just know that God is in control. And here's another faithfulness of God scripture, Bert, that I was thinking about. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you may be able to endure it. We serve a faithful God who is there protecting us. Even in times of temptation, He says, this is the way of escape, and He gives us a way out so that we can walk with Him in the light.
Amen. And the longer I serve Him, the more I realize that and know that. Every once in a while, you can look back and see what could have happened had this not happened with God's intervention. And can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven when we get there of all the things that God has done for us? Right now, we see many of them. I know my salvation is real. I know that. But I honestly, in heaven, I believe our eyes are going to be open to even in a greater extent to see all that God has done. And those of you who are listening, I want to tell you, God wants to do great things in your lives as well. I'm telling you, we serve a faithful God, a good God, a great God. I don't think there's enough good adjectives to describe all that He is.
Yeah, that's true. Cece Winans has a new song, That's My King, where she says there's not enough words to describe how great God is. Well, Bert, give our listeners an update. Where are we after day one of Share-a-thon?
Okay, I always start out with the pledges because our president, Tim Wildman, he says the number of people pledging is vital because you wouldn't have the dollars if you didn't have the number of people. So right now, the number of pledges is 5,032 people. And as, I mean, in my case, it's Jen and myself. That's two of us, but it came through one pledge. And so there's, you can double or triple that to find out how many people or even more is involved in sharing and giving. And we've gone over $1 million and we're growing. And last, this is a different, I have a dashboard in front of me, and this, I start off at 6 to 7 as well with Fred Jackson, come back with you at 8. But in at 6 o'clock in the morning, it was mostly Eastern, like it was Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, some in Alabama, and a few in Mississippi. Now at 8 o'clock, listen to the states. It is Michigan. It is North Dakota. It is Texas. You know, as people wake up around 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and they tune in, they start giving more. So this is the time when we have the Eastern Seaboard, the Central, even over and going over into the Rocky Mountain National Park, even over in, we had one from Grants Pass, Oregon, already call in and say we want to contribute. So hey, right now it's nationwide. In earlier, the first 2 hours, it's mainly east of the Mississippi River. But after that, man, it goes wild. So we're looking for a wild ride here from 8 to 9. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this. I just see it. We have a $50,000 challenge. That means some people have pooled their resources ahead of time and say we love AFR and we want to challenge other people to join us in giving and sharing here at AFR. And you can do that, by the way. They told me to give that number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net.
Amen. Well, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, AFR will send you a Legacy Coffee, their own blend. Bert, Debbie and I got that in the mail just last week. Man, it smelled amazing. And then for a gift of a recurring gift, $30 or more a month, you get the coffee plus the book about Don Wildman. I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. It's a memoir of Don's life and all that the Lord put into his heart and all that he accomplished. He accomplished a lot, didn't he, Bert?
He really did. I know you know, and I'm thankful I was privileged to be on the board with Don as chairman of the board. And it was quite a ride when he would tell us a vision that he would have. I remember when he had the vision for a radio station and then a network, a news department. And listen, that book is amazing. As I've said before, I had the privilege of taking a trip with him one time. We were looking at investing in a camp and possibility having a retreat center there. We decided not to because, you know, those are hard to maintain.
Right. Yeah.
And but on the way, he is talking about where God had brought him from, how he got him where he was, but he is also talking about where he was going. He never forgot where he came from. He knew where he was, but he also had a vision of where God wanted to take him. So that's our founder. And I just want to say we stand on his shoulders, but listen, we still got some awesome people here who have a great vision for the future of AFR. And when people give, they're saying, we want you to keep on doing what you're doing. You're blessing, you're ministering, you're sharing the gospel. But we also, I know you got a vision, and we want to be a part of that as well. So when you call 877-616-2396, yeah, I don't know if you have anybody in your church that says amen every once in a while you're preaching, but, you know, that's encouraging. And when people call in and say, we want to share and be a partner with you financially, that's really encouraging, isn't it, Jeff?
It really is. You know, something you said, Bert, that I lit on, where Don Wildman never forgot where he came from. And that reminds me of David. When David was made king of all Israel, you know, he had the time where he was just king of Hebron, and then he became king of all Israel. And he went before the Lord and said, "Who am I, O Lord? And what is my house that you have brought me this far?" You know, Bert, it's really important in the Christian life that you never forget who you were when God touched your life, when he opened your eyes to truth. You know, the old man died, and you have a brand new man in Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. But we don't need to forget how the Lord changed us. And we need to tell that story everywhere we go. Hey, this is what the Lord did for me, and this is what he will do for you. And that's one of the things we do at American Family Radio, American Family Association. We share the good news of the gospel that changes lives.
We really do. And we have people that call in, leave testimonies about what God has done in their life through the ministry of AFR. And Randy has, I think, some available there. Is it all right for us to hear one right now?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, go ahead, Randy.
One of the things I really liked about what I heard from Don Wildman was his "It's My Turn." So I do appreciate it. I know it's a sadness, but he's done a good work, and you're still carrying on a good work, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We will miss Brother Don. Well, we are grateful for all the things that he did, and the Lord is rewarding him now. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, that's good. You know, we don't know how many lives we touch. I heard a sermon, Bert, one time by Adrian Rogers, and he said, you know, the rewards come for the believer at the end, when the record is all in, when all the ripple effects of your witness, you know, we witness to somebody today, and that may not produce fruit today, but it produces fruit later. And I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. And so we won't know until the end of how our lives affected other people. You think about Don Wildman, how his life is still affecting people even after his death.
It is. And I remember a story told by a preacher when I was young about this. It was a farming community. And there's this farmer who did not know the Lord, but he shopped at the local store, you know, like at a community, just one store, kind of like it was on Little House on the Prairie. You had to go to the Olsons, or you didn't go anywhere, you know, to get stuff. And it was a community like that. And this store owner was a Christian, and he had witnessed to this farmer, and he said, "No, no." And they finally had an evangelist to come to their town, and man, he was preaching. It really blessed the whole community. And the store owner asked the man to come. He said, "No, I've got a plow." So he said, so the next day, the store owner got someone else to keep his store. He went out to the farmer, and he said, "I'll plow today if you'll go in." They had day services. "If you'll go in and hear this preacher." And he took him up on it. He went in and heard that preacher. That Friday night, that farmer came to know Jesus Christ as Savior. And they were asking him, "What did the preacher say that really influenced you to come to Christ?" And he said, "Well, I'd heard all that he had said before, but what did it was Mr. Smith, when he got someone to keep his store and he came out and plowed for me all day, that's what did it." And there's so much truth in that, Jeff. You know, it's not always the person that reaps the harvest that sowed the seed. Right. And I love God's kingdom. That's the way he works. Sowing, watering, reaping. It's pretty neat, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, that story just shows that it's the, you know, we talk about shine and share. How you live and what comes out of your mouth in terms of sharing the gospel. And a lot of times the shine is what really gets people's attention. I mean, pretty much every time. If there's no shine, the share doesn't mean anything, because it's like, well, you're a hypocrite. You're not living out this stuff. So there, you have to walk it out. You have to walk in the light as the Lord is in the light. And then when you share, the people say, okay, well, you seem to be living that. You seem to have joy. You seem to have love. You're kind. You trust God in the midst of difficulties. I will listen to you. And so those two things make all the difference in the world.
That number is 877-616-2396. We have people, there's some interesting names like P. Ridge, B. Ranch, Bunker Hill. All these people are calling from all over the United States. I see Pennsylvania, Ohio, Virginia. Listen, Jeff, it's awesome to see all these people calling in and saying, we want to partner with you to make sure AFR continues sharing the good news, but also we want others to join us. So that's that $50,000 challenge right now. So join in and be a part of what American Family Radio is trying to do in this share-a-thon. Our theme is Faithful God. He is faithful, and he will keep his promises. So we're going to continue. Make that call, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
My name is Lonnie. I'm calling from Humble, Texas. AFR has helped me out a lot. It helps me to keep in touch with the Lord during the day. It's a good reminder that God loves us, and it's a good teaching tool, AFR is. And they have current events also, keeping the people informed of what's going on. It's an excellent network. So I'm very happy that it exists. Thank you.
This share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Brother Don Wildman. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
You are a faithful God.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. It's day two of Share-a-thon 2024. And this year's Share-a-thon, or this Share-a-thon is dedicated to the memory of Don Wildman. And Don Wildman went home to be with the Lord on December 28th, 2023, at the age of 85. And we have with us today M.D. Perkins. And M.D. is working on a documentary about Don's life. And M.D., welcome to the program.
Thank you, Pastor. Good to be with you this morning.
Well, thank you so much. And so tell us where we are in the process, M.D., with this documentary.
Yeah, this documentary is several years in the making. I mean, some people may be thinking that we just started this as Brother Don was declining in health, but really we've been working on this with the research and the initial shooting going back a couple of years now. And so we're moving toward a release later this year, 2024, near the end of this year. But there's a lot of editing and fine tuning with the motion graphics and the sound mixing and the music and all of that to make this is a feature length documentary, you know, like our in His Image or the God Who Speaks, you know. So you'll sit down and you'll watch it. It'll be an hour and 40 minutes is the running time we're kind of shooting for, and it'll give you the picture of Don Wildman, where he came from, what his motivation was. And what were those big battles that took place that through the ministry of American Family Association and the cultural issues that he was seeing and the call to get Christians involved in those battles.
Now, how old was Don when he came to faith in Christ?
Well, I've heard that he was very young. I mean, he grew up in a Christian home. But when he was 8 or 9 years old, there's testimony of him going to a Billy Graham crusade. In Memphis. He grew up in Tippah County, Mississippi, which would be about a 2-hour drive really at that point because of the roads. But, you know, he was very young. And from that time on, I mean, his children speak of him feeling some kind of call and burden to serve the Lord and to be active in ministry. And that eventually led him to the pastorate. And then, but that that motivation also was with him as he left the pastorate in 1976 to begin the what was at that time called the National Federation for Decency. We changed our name to AFA in 1988.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you think about that. So God calls him into the ministry. But the Lord didn't just have a local church ministry for him. He had something that was much, much broader than that. And, you know, we are very supportive of pastors. It's hard to be a pastor, but God does put his hand on certain men, you know, like in Acts chapter 13, where the Lord set aside Paul and Barnabas for the work that he had for them to do. God set his hand on Don Wildman for the work that he had for him to do that was going to affect many pastors in many cities across the country.
Yeah, and Don loved being a pastor. I mean, every indication I've seen and read and talked with others, I mean, Don really, and you know, Jeff, the way that he would describe it is, if the Lord would let him go, he would be happy to go to a small country church and just minister and shepherd the people there. But really, he felt this burden that was with him. A December night in 1976, when he sits down to watch TV with his family, and the three major networks at that time were all that was really on TV, and each program had something objectionable on it, and he's sitting down with his kids, and he's starting to realize, wait, a lot of things have changed in this country over the time, and I've just kind of been asleep at the wheel, so to speak. And so that was a real time of self-reflection and burden for him that eventually led him to feel motivated to leave the pastorate there and then to start the National Federation for Decency.
Well, we're in day two of Share-a-thon, and it's dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman. And so we're talking to M.D. Perkins about his life as he's producing this documentary. Listen, the number to call to make your pledge, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go online, afr.net. And the challenge is $50,000 for this hour to meet that challenge and to give generously to the Ministry of American Family Radio and American Family Association, and so that we can touch lives with the good news of the gospel. Hey, MD, let me ask you this. As you studied his life in depth to put this together, and many, many interviews, no doubt, what were some of the things that you learned that maybe were surprising to you?
I think part of it is just understanding Don's character better. You know, people have, really the mainstream media has done quite a hatchet job on who Don Wildman was, kind of painted him as this fundamentalist minister who was just really, you know, cantankerous and bothered by sex and violence on TV. And then, you know, he felt like he had to impose his will on society. You know, Don was not that way at all. You know, the thing that surprises me, Jeff, is actually the fact that he wasn't just burdened individually, you know, in his own conscience, but that burden was then... He felt like he needed to share that with others and to get others to become active and to become burdened as well. And so he didn't just sit there that night in 1976, bothered about TV and decide, well, I'm just going to turn this off for us as a family. He then went to his church and said, hey, collectively, as a church body, we should be aware of what we're taking in terms of the media, how much time we're spending in front of the television set, how much this is influencing our children and our grandchildren, and then to then put a press release together to announce this to the media, to then call attention to the Christian witness that's happening there. And that was so surprising to me, because we don't tend to think in that way, but actually asking the world to pay attention to what the church is trying to do and stand for. And that's how AFA started.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, I think about him. He was willing to stand alone because there weren't a lot of people doing that back then. Yeah. He was kind of the voice. And I still remember hearing him. He would have these little short little segments on radio stations around the country. I don't know if he talked for a minute or 2 minutes or something like that, but it was just a little blurb about things. And he always ended with, "And I'm Don Wildman." And, you know, he had that Southern drawl, and it was very unique.
Yeah, I mean, people now know us through the American Family Radio Network, which is an amazing thing, an amazing vision that he had for that. But before that, I mean, back in the mid-80s, he had this Don Wildman report, which was just, like you said, you know, just a three-minute highlight of a cultural issue that he wanted to draw attention to, whether it was a particular advertiser and their sponsorship of sex and violence on TV, or secular humanism and the impact that that was having in the broader reaches of society. But to always have some way of bringing information out to people and calling them to be involved, that dual aspect of AFA's ministry is still there today, of information and action. And that's one of the interesting things. Once you start looking back at the history, you see all of those roots of AFA that we consider as part of our ministry now, they are right there from the very beginning.
Amen. Well, and let me ask you, MD, is the documentary going to be kind of in line with the book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan, or is there information that's not in the book?
Well, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. Don wrote that in 2013 after he had gone through health struggles and was reflecting back on his ministry. What this documentary will be is not so much a memoir as it is a history of AFA and Christians' involvement in the culture wars in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So mm-hmm. It'll cover a lot of history that Don only mentions in passing in that book. And hopefully we're able to give a little more detail and a little more context to that as we show some of the TV interviews that he was involved in, some of the rallies that he spoke at. Because even though he was not able to be filmed on camera for this documentary, that sadly he was already declining in terms of his health, but what we have are hours of archival footage of Don speaking in these various contexts, and we were able to find a lot of this stuff, and so we've intercut that within the documentary. So you actually get Don in his own words at that time speaking on these topics and issues, in a way that you recognize as being really from that time.
Yeah. Now, MD, for our listeners who don't understand what all goes into an hour and 45-minute documentary, how many are involved? How big's your team, and why does it take the amount of time that it takes to put this together?
Well, it's making a movie is about like writing a book. You know, it's one of those things that people just enjoy the end product, and they don't see all the work and the labor that goes into all the different aspects of it. And so a film is really no different. It's just it involves a lot of other technical aspects because of the cameras, because of the lighting, because of the computer editing software and systems that are in place. So every phase of production is different from the research phase to the pre-production phase where you're planning out the logistics of how you're going to accomplish everything. You know, just to give an example, I mean, we have some sections of this movie that we're trying to recreate an old 1970 style living room to, and it took, you know, days to try and find the TV, to try and find carpet, to try and find wood paneling, and then to set it up in a scene so that we can frame it properly, and then figure out how is this going to fit within the movie so that it doesn't seem out of place. It feels very much a part of everything else that we're doing. And so there's things like that that, on screen, it'll only be, you know, 10 or 15 seconds maybe, but it took you days in order to just get that 10 or 15 seconds worth of footage.
Okay, MD, I've wondered about that. So like big studios, movie studios and things like that, they just must have giant warehouses full of all these different era costumes and decor and things like that, because it's like, yeah, where do you get that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the big studios, you know, that was part of their warehousing, is they would have a costume department, and they would have a set department and a props department, and they would archive all of these things. You know, now the studio system is not quite the same that it was in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, but there's still outfits out in Los Angeles and different places that collect and archive a lot of old things for movie production specifically. So, for the big projects, that's what they lean on. For us, we're going to antique stores. We're looking on Facebook Marketplace. You know, we're seeing who among our friends and family might have something like this.
Yeah. Well, excellent. So when is that going to be out?
The documentary will be released in late 2024, in October, November, or December. We're not sure exactly when we will release it, but before the end of 2024.
And obviously, Don's in heaven, so he can't give you a thumbs up on it. But that's got to be a driving force with your team that, you know, we want him to be pleased with us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've worked very closely with not just Tim here at the office and some of the other staff members, but all of Don's children and his wife, Linda, who's still with us. And we have a real desire to make sure that we honor Don while also sharing the history and the motivation behind what he was doing.
You know, I was thinking this morning, MD, there was a movie that came out on Billy Graham's life. I forget what it was called, but Franklin did not like it at all.
Okay.
And he really came down hard against it, and it didn't do well, obviously, if he's not supporting it. But I think he thought it made his dad look silly in some instances, and obviously this is not what's done with Don Wildman. And that was more of a, that was kind of a docudrama. It was the person playing, Billy Graham. So this is strictly, what's your goal when somebody walks away from viewing this documentary? What do you hope they take with them?
I hope someone sits down and watches this and says, wow, I didn't realize that Don did that much, or that the culture was in the state that it was at that time. And I understand better about why Christians should be involved and why we should be thinking about these things. You know, the fact that Don was on the wall at that time in the 70s and in the 80s calling out these things, there's still issues today. I mean, we're talking about pornography. We're talking about the homosexual agenda. We're talking about worldview and how that shapes society and the way that that colleges and media corporations have been, you know, shaped and framed by these wrong worldviews, and how that filters down to the teaching and to the basically the media discipleship that takes place when someone turns on the television. Even though a lot of the specifics of that have changed, as you know, is no longer centered around a three network, you know, TV diet. Really, there's a lot more options out there. So I hope people just realize, you know, that there was a real cause for concern, and there's still reasons that we can be active today.
Yes, for sure. So just on a personal level, how have you grown as a movie maker from the time you started until now?
I would honestly, Jeff, this is one of the most challenging projects I've ever worked on. And part of it is what you just said earlier, talking about the family and the fact that I'm depicting someone in real life who has family and loved ones, people who know them. So I have to be as honest as I can while also trying to make sure that the average viewer understands things that other people who know him well would just take for granted. So it took a tremendous amount of research just to make sure that I was understanding the history of Don. I was understanding Don's motivations even more than that, though. You know, I couldn't just take the surface level depiction of this in the media. I had to really read a lot of what Don had written. You know, I mean, he wrote a handful of books, you know, in the later years, but all of that work that exists within the AFA journal, going back to the early days of the NFD, that journal, which we now call The Stand, has been a part of the ministry from the very beginning. And that has the history. So, you know, it took a lot of time reading through that material, but you know, it's been extremely challenging to me from a content level as well as from just a, you know, an aesthetic level, trying to make sure that everything comes across in a way that is entertaining and interesting for the audience watching it.
Amen. Well, we'll look forward to that when that comes out. MD, I appreciate your work on that. And, you know, this is Share-a-thon, second day of Share-a-thon, spring 2024, and it is dedicated to the memory of founder Don Wildman. And so the book is called I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. What's, MD, what's the name of the documentary?
The documentary is titled Culture Warrior.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
Yeah, it was hard to summarize Don into one title. You know, we went back and forth about a lot of different things. We thought about something that included faithfulness, but really the culture war issues and the fact that he was willing to stand up, that seemed to be the primary thing that we wanted people to take away from. So Culture Warrior is what we settled on for the title.
Yeah, and now how did he do? He must have had really thick skin because he got skewered by many, many people. As you said, they tried to characterize him as just this curmudgeon that's, you know, shouting at everybody. What did you find? We just have another minute. What did you find as to that aspect of his character?
Well, he was definitely uniquely gifted for it. I mean, he was extremely intelligent, but he also had a common sense approach, but he also seemed to not care what people thought. And so that was a unique gift package, really, that the Lord gave him in order to start something like this, because it couldn't be started with someone who was going to be more sensitive to a lot of those attacks and arrows that would come.
Amen. Well, thanks, MD. I look forward to seeing the documentary. Listen, it is critical for a Christian, especially for a pastor, someone in ministry, to have thick skin and yet a tender heart, so we don't get resentful, bitter toward people. We stay sensitive toward the Lord, toward people, but we don't let the negative criticism derail us. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. It is day two of Share-a-thon, Spring 2024. The number to call is 877-616-2396, or go online and make your gift at afr.net.
Hi, this is Ray Comfort. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel overwhelmed with the direction this nation is taking. Darkness seems to be covering the whole nation. Adultery, fornication, blasphemy, homosexuality, pornography seems to be flooding this nation. And sometimes I can feel overwhelmed, and I know I'm not alone. We think of Elijah. He was the only one left, and God said there are 7,000 that haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Or Lot, he said he was vexed with the filthy lifestyle of the wicked. But we need not feel alone, because God has given us as Christians a wonderful voice in American Family Radio, a very powerful voice. So can I ask that you support American Family Radio financially, prayerfully, but whatever you do, support them, because we need this voice. It's a burning and shining light in this nation.
This is Glenda, McCrory, Arkansas. I first found American Family Radio when I could not get the regular station I listened to while I was a rural carrier for the United States Postal Service. And I was not aware of y'all's station, but I have been a listener ever since. Y'all keep us informed, keep us updated, and I certainly do appreciate it. We need y'all desperately. Thank you.
You are a faithful God.
Spring Share-a-thon continues as we honor our faithful God. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We are in day two of Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of the founder of American Family Radio, American Family Association, Don Wildman. We just had a great interview with M.D. Perkins, who is putting together a documentary, a full-length documentary on the life of Don Wildman, called Culture Warrior. And so as we ended the that his segment is really important. He said Don didn't allow what people thought of him to derail him. And so, not that, you know, we all care what people say, but yeah, you have to let that go. You have to have a heart for the Lord and for the mission that he's called us to, thick skin and a tender heart, and don't let the criticism derail your train. Well, Bert, welcome back.
Yes, I heard the interview. You did a great job. I love what they're doing. Those guys in the studios are just, they are committed to what they're doing. They found out early on documentaries was something that we could do that would really make a difference. And, you know, in his image, the God who speaks, those are examples of quality, great work presenting truth. And so I'm looking forward to Culture Warrior as well. And I think it's a great title. If you knew Don Wildman, that's a fitting title, Jeff.
Bert, let me ask you this, because you pastored for a long time. How did you deal with the criticism? Because there are a lot of pastors listening, any church leader, any Sunday school teacher, if somebody criticizes your teaching or your stand on this or that, lots of times it can really hurt our feelings, and then we kind of wall up and we don't handle it well.
My temperament is such that it does hurt. One of the biggest issues that I had to overcome was being a people pleaser. You've been around me enough. I enjoy laughter. I enjoy fellowship. It's just part of who I am. And I have to pull my reins back, or I get too far out there for his gladness and showing that. But you develop it. If you're going to do it, you have to develop thick skin. Now, I think Don had a little bit of naturalness in that, not caring, some of us that have, I don't know if you're familiar with Gary Smalley's, the animal temperaments,
right.
But I'm a combination of an otter and a golden retriever. Okay. Uh-huh. And so I react to people. And so I had to develop it, and it was not easy. But when I found somebody didn't like me, I took it on as a challenge, to be honest with you, to say, hey, I'm going to show them. And that did me well, but it still affects. But Brother Don, he was, he knew who he was. And I found out when you know who you are in Christ, he can give you what you need when you need it. And that's what I found in Brother Don.
Yeah, he had to be. I was the temperaments. I learned those from Tim LaHaye, and so he didn't use the animals. He used the choleric, phlegmatic, choleric, melancholy, or your temperament, the extrovert,
sanguine.
Sanguine. So he had to have a lot of choleric, which is the guy that sets the goal, and I'm going to meet that goal. And if you get in my way, I'm not going to deter from my direction. And it takes people like that to get the job done.
You really do. When Jan and I do conferences, we usually do part of temperaments, how it works in a marriage, how it works with children. And we talk about that. And your occupation may determine a little bit of developing some of those qualities. Now, your temperament is what you have, and I understand that. But you can develop positive qualities of the other temperaments. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, what you want is, you're talking about Tim LaHaye, and I do too. I learned that as well, is the Spirit-controlled temperament. You want God to direct you. No matter what temperament you have strengths and weaknesses, and you need the Spirit of God in you to help you. Don, if you was around him, you found out he was a choleric. He was a lion with Gary Smalley. Yeah. But yet he had a tender heart. What a quality. And that quality served him well. And so, listen, praise God for that. And he was a visionary. And I don't know exactly what he, in that sense, that visionary person that he was, seeing down the road 10 years ahead, this is going to develop into this. That helped him to get ready. Even with the internet, he could see what was taking place, and he got AFR suited for the internet way before a lot of other ministries did, because of what he could see coming. That's a great heritage.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that comes out that he could see down the road, which is not a gift that tons of people have, being able to kind of see where is culture going and how do I need to be prepared and get there and warn people. So being a watchman on the wall, warning people from, hey, the enemy is coming. He might be far off, but he is coming, and this is where we need to shore up, and this is where we need to stand firm. And so, yeah, I have tremendous respect for him. And then Tim does the same thing. He just does it in a different way. His personality is different from his dad's.
It is, and I'll just tell you, it's been a joy to work with both of them. Don's was different. Tim's. For people who are like me that has kind of a wacky sense of humor, we love being around Tim Wildman.
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, he really is. Quick-witted, and you just enjoy that, and you appreciate that. But don't let that humor take away from the direction he's determined to go. And just like Don in his, I guess I'm going to say it because I have it too, his country demeanor, you know, rural yeah. demeanor. Let me just tell you, that took some folks off guard. And so when he came back with those words and his thoughts, it took them off. Well, Tim, his humor and different things like that, it kind of catches them off guard. And then he'll give you that truth that you need to hear and ask that question that needs to be asked. So I praise God for what God has done at AFR in having these men at the leadership realm. And God has done that. And when you call 877-616-2396, you're saying, let's keep on sticking to the Word of God and having right. a vision of the future.
That's right. And you can go online, afr.net. Well, Bert, let's listen to another testimony.
Hi, this is Haywood from Kosciuszko, Mississippi. I want to thank Dr. Don Wildman for what he's done over the last 40 years. He's been a great help to all America and all of Christian. And I was an over-road truck driver for many years. It was family while I was away from my family. And it's that way to this day. And I certainly appreciate it and all the staff, people they have that work there, just so fantastic and knowledgeable and helpful in every way. And may God bless them until Jesus comes and gets us.
Amen. Well, Bert, I can testify to the fact that the staff at American Family Association, very friendly, very kind, very helpful. There's just a spirit of love and joy and peace, which is the fruit of the Spirit, on the building and the people in the building. And you can just feel it when you come on campus.
You can. And the people that I know who are here, they know it's a ministry, and they feel like God has them here for such a time as this. Randy, your producer, Randy Lucius, listen, he was our producer on Exploring the Word for a while, and he still, every once in a while, has to come in and take someone's place. And here he is, just a servant of the Lord. And let me tell you, his wife's even more pleasant than he. And that is the quality of people. Seriously, that's the quality of people you have here. And when you come and they give you a tour, we got the men and women that give the tour. They'll bring them down the hallway where I'm at, and they'll drop by, and it's always a joy to see them. And so the people behind the scenes, let me tell you, I think are more vital than the guys that you hear in your body. The two things are three areas that you don't see, but you couldn't live without them, your brain, your heart, and your lungs. Now, I want to tell you, where would you be without either one of those, but you don't see them working? That's the way it is here at AFR. A lot of the people that you don't know is working, don't know, you don't see them. You may not even hear them. They're vital. And listen, we thank God for them, Jeff.
Yeah, amen. Well, they are they're the first wave. So if somebody comes to American Family Association, hey, I want to take a tour, they're probably not meeting Tim Wildman. They're meeting the person at the front desk, and you know, it's that smile, that warmth that makes all the difference in the world. You know, Bert, just like at a church, when people come to the church for the very first time, they're not walking in the door and shaking hands with the pastor most of the time. They're walking in the door and they're getting greeted by a greeter, and right. it's somebody in the parking lot that yeah. hey, welcomes them, and that makes a huge difference.
It does. At the church where I was at here in Tupelo, West Jackson Street Church, we had a man, Doc Robbins, and if Doc's listening, they'll know it, and folks from West Jackson and others will know him. But I tell folks, he would run people down to shake their hand. He wasn't going to let anybody get by him without a greeting. And if we had order of service or bulletins to give out, he would, hey, you didn't get yours. You need this. And what a joy it is to have people like that that's a part of the kingdom. And I just thank God for them. And listen, we have them here. And they're working. And so when you give and pledge, you're making it possible for these people to greet these people and let them get the first impression when they call on the phone and they hear a warm voice. Now, it may have a Southern accent, I'm telling you that, but they're going to say, welcome, thank you for calling. And when you call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net, you're making it possible for these people to continue to be ministers that God's called them to be.
Amen. Amen. And they will have a Southern accent, Bert.
Hey, I don't know. Jeff, I don't know anything about that now.
No, not you. Well, how are we doing on pledges?
Well, let me tell you, we started right above 5,000. Right now, we're closing on 5,300. The money is continuing to rise. And it's a $50,000 challenge when people have said, we want to encourage other people to give. And they gave ahead of time, and they said, pool our resources to challenge others to join us in partnering with AFR, and that is happening. And we have people from Sherman, Texas calling in, James, someone from Marshall, Arkansas, Nigel, Linda from McKinney, Texas, Alice from DeRidder, Louisiana, Maria from way out in Del Rio, Texas. So they're calling from all over Chesapeake Bay, Virginia. We had others from South Dakota and Oregon. So we've had them from calling in all over the United States. And so the numbers continue to rise, Jeff.
Well, and Bert, for the person that says, well, you know, I don't have that much to give, even a gift of $25, $50, $100, that makes a huge difference. Now, if you can give a gift of $150 or more one time, American Family Radio will send you an 8-ounce bag of Legacy Coffee. It's their own blend. It is amazing. It smells so good when you get it in the mail. And then if you can give a gift, a recurring gift of $30 or more a month, you get the coffee and the brand new book, Don Wildman's book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. And I say a brand new book. That book's been around a while, but this is the first time I've seen it.
Well, it's a reprint. They had ran out, and because after Don's going home to heaven, they said, what can we get? And this is the book. He wrote several, but this is the one that tells more of the story. And his brother helped him write it. Don was, you talking about family, not only his children, but we're talking about his brothers and sisters, his mom and dad. The legacy of the Wildmans loving the Lord and serving him goes back for generations. And that's exciting to me because, you want to, you want to hand the baton off to the next generation. When you hand the baton off, it's got to be given correctly and it's got to be received correctly. Any portion of that is lacking. And so Don's legacy from his childhood all the way up, and I know MD talked to you a little bit about that. He's Tippah County, where he came from. Let me just tell you, it's rural, okay? And I'm from Prentice County, right over, and that's the legacy that he brought into the ministry, never forgetting what God had done in his life early on, but knowing God was still working in his life, but God would work in the future. I call that a great, great legacy.
Amen. Now, one of the things that Tim told me last year that it just blew me away. So Don and his wife had four children. And if I'm remembering correctly, do all of them have the same birthday?
Three of them have the same birthday. Now, I don't know which three it is, but you had Tim's the oldest, and then you have Angela, Donna, and Mark. And they're just all great people. I just tell you that. Love them. They're great people, but three of them share the same birthday. Now, when they had a birthday party, they had a lot of kids there, but I bet they limited. You can invite two, you can invite two, but they had a great time.
Yeah, I've never met anybody that had that where, you know, I guess there was a particular time of years, like salmon. Come swimming upstream, you know. We praise the Lord.
Well,
for
we
that.
Praise the Lord for Linda, Don's wife, Tim's mother. You talking about she is just a great lady, and Jan and I love her and thank God for her, and she's just a fantastic person, Jeff.
Amen. Well, day two of Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon 2024. dedicated to the memory of the founder, Brother Don Wildman. And so your gift makes such a difference. Listen, he had a vision to warn people, to reach people, to share the good news of Jesus Christ, for Christians to be, as the documentary on his life states, to be culture warriors, to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and to stand firm and stand true to the gospel and the truths of Scripture. Well, the number to call to give, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. And Bert will be back tomorrow with the final day of Share-a-thon. God bless you.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.